The unfolding of the Word of God gives light and understanding to the simple. Join us as we listen to the Word of God from our Father, the presiding pastor of Trinity Household of Faith, Reverend Ebenezer Olawu.
If you still have strength to stand on your feet, stand please as we read the scripture. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 to verse 11. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 to 11. We read the word of God, we respect him by standing up to read the word of God as a mark of respect. Except you cannot. Can we go together? Let's go. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfastly in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after we have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Spirit of the living God, for this few minutes, please reveal your mind to us and let Jesus alone be glorified. Let light come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please, can you do something before you sit down? Please, I would like you to welcome at least three persons around you. Say, may the Lord remember you today. Okay. Before you sit down, I've not told you to sit down. How many people did I say you should say to? Three. You are not going to say it. What's today's date? Can we have 19 times? Okay. Let's do it this way. Say it to seven persons. And say it, today the Lord will settle you. The Lord will settle you. The Lord will settle you. Jami Oluba after me, say it after me. Father, one more time, settle me this year. Oh, turn into your prayer. Lord, settle me. Lord, settle me this year. Lord, settle me. I need divine settlement. I need divine settlement. I need divine settlement. 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 I need divine settlement. Settlement this year. Are you praying this prayer? Lord, I need divine settlement. Settlement. Settlement this year, 2025. In the name of Jesus, we pray. You know, some prayers you pray and it doesn't go beyond your head. Angels will just pass by and say, are you ready? Let's postpone this case. This one can still wait. Your case will not be postponed. You know, there are people who are in the hospital. They take them to the hospital. And the nurses will just say, leave this one, leave this one. This one is emergency. Let's quickly attend. If you see the yenchi de duro, yenchi de duro. May your case be an emergency before God today. Pray this prayer one more time. Pray with the whole of your heart. Say it after me. Father, let this year be my year of divine settlement. Starting from today, open your mouth and pray with the whole of your heart. Divine settlement starting from today. Settle my family. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Your prayer will not go into voicemail. Can I hear you say amen? There's going to be a speedy answer. Starting from this morning, your case will be attended to. God's searchlight will locate you. In the name of Jesus. 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 Let me hear you say the loudest amen. Your case moves from waiting list to emergency action. No longer will your case be a waiting list. Let me hear you say a louder amen. The Lord will settle you. This is your morning of divine settlement. In the name of Jesus, a bigger amen. God bless you. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am speaking this morning on the topic, your hour of divine settlement. Amen. Your hour of divine settlement. And that hour starts from now. Throughout this year is going to be the story of divine settlement. It's going to be the testimony of divine settlement. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Technically, I'm not hearing myself. Something is happening here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me start by giving what settlement means. It's good for you to have a good understanding. You know, it is used also, this word is used in the in in the legal terms and say you settle. And but let me just put it in my own way. It is an arrangement that ends a disagreement. An arrangement that ends a disagreement, a violation, or an argument. An arrangement that ends a disagreement, a violation, or an argument. It may include payment of money, or penalty, or it may be a restoration of the rights or the benefits of the person involved or the person that has been cheated. Restoration of his rights, restoration of his benefits. That right is restored. Don't forget, it is an arrangement to end a disagreement, a violation, or an argument. It may include the payment of money. It may even include the restoration of rights or benefits of the person aggrieved, or the person cheated, or the person concerned. You can also define settlement as to erect, to consolidate, to lay foundation to make stable. Putting on a permanent basis. I will take it again. To erect. To consolidate. To lay a foundation. To make stable, maybe on the ground, to put on a permanent basis. It is a state of stability or permanence. A state of stability or permanence. A state of stability or permanence. You erect, I'll come again, you erect, you consolidate, you put something on a solid ground, establish it. It's a state of permanence, of stability. Let me take the other one again. It is a supernatural intervention. Now, divine settlement. It's divine settlement. It's a supernatural intervention. Divine settlement is a supernatural intervention in a person's life that results in a favorable change. Supernatural intervention in a person's life that involves a favorable change in circumstances. In circumstances. and the eventual restoration and the eventual restoration of every delayed, pay attention to these words as you write them, eventual restoration of every delayed, stolen, confiscated, or withheld blessing. Eventual restoration of delayed, stolen, confiscated, or withheld blessing. It could be a restoration of health, restoration of peace, restoration of position, or even properties like land, houses. It could be a restoration of wealth, finances, or rights and privileges. Rights and privileges. It's a supernatural intervention in a person's life that results in a favorable change in circumstances and eventual restoration of every delayed, stolen, confiscated, withheld blessing. And that restoration could be restoration of your health, restoration of anything in your life that has been taken away, your financial blessing, could be restoration of your family, restoration of your home, restoration of your land, restoration of your peace. I want to go ahead. Divine settlement is a supernatural intervention that ends all instabilities. That ends all instabilities. Restlessness. Rejection. Or disfavor. It puts an end instabilities, restlessness, rejection, disfavor. You know, in Yoruba, when you ori dijoko, you know, when someone cannot get a place to sit down, no rest. But when divine settlement comes, it positions you, it settles you, puts you in a stable place. David said, I've set the Lord always before me, because on my right side, I shall not be moved. I've become unremovable. I am praying for somebody under the voice of my ministration today. Whatever has been destabilizing you, kaye brozatale, destabilizing your job, destabilizing your finances, destabilizing your career, today the Lord will say to you. If your amen is big, that means you are the one I'm speaking to. The Lord will say to you. You know, God has not called us into a nomadic life. You know the nomadic life? The Fulanis. Once it's the dry season, they'll begin to move all the way from the north. Trek, down to the south, to the west. And when the rainy season comes again, they begin to go back. Parading. restless, moving to and fro. They are never at rest. God has not called us into a nomadic life. God has not called us into a life of vagabond. To be a vagabond, a person that has no place to rest. Up and down, up and down. Go up and down, and at the end of it, eat the bread of affliction. Up and down, up, no rest. When will you rest? When will you have time to say, ah, mutefe see me? When will you rest? I have come by the Spirit of the Lord to say today, someone here, from today, God is bringing you rest. I have come by the Spirit of the anointing, the Spirit of the Lord, by the anointing of the Lord upon me to say to somebody here who believes it, Jehovah is giving you rest. Everything destabilizing you will be addressed. Right now, the Lord will address them. In the name of Jesus. Some people don't rest. They get a job today. Tomorrow, they throw them off. They start another job today. Tomorrow is off. They are never at rest. They cannot say, at the end of it all, mutisimi. At the end of it all. Or you are never, you just got to say, where I am, I'm not satisfied. You keep on changing. No rest. But hear the word of the Lord to somebody here who believes this word. I have come to bring you this word. This year, God is going to say to you. You know, you get to a point in which you say, Mutidebe. Ayayayaya. When you get there, you know you have gotten there. Bazoprakatale. The God who has called me is saying to somebody, this year I will set to you. Your children will be settled. Your spouse will be settled. If you are the one, let your amen be louder than your neighbor's amen. Why do you need to be settled? Of course, you know that it is not about God. It is because there is an enemy. He's a thief. He doesn't want you to be happy. He comes to steal what belongs to you. He comes to kill. He comes to destroy. He's an enemy. The Bible says concerning him in the book of Isaiah chapter 14 verse 16. Isaiah 14 verse 16 and 17. He turns the world into a wilderness. Into a dry place. Is this the man who made the earth tremble? Who shook kingdoms? Verse 17. Who made the world as a wilderness and destroys his cities? Who did not open the house of the prisoners? Friends, listen to this. God has not called you into the wilderness life. God has called you into the forest land. You know, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down where? In green pasture. In a place that is full. That is what God has called us to. Not the wilderness life. But we have an enemy who turns our world into wilderness. That's why the scripture says, be sober, be vigilant. For your adversary walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Of whom resist steadfastly in the faith, knowing that the same affliction experienced by your brethren all over the world. He said, but the God of all grace, who has called you into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, will perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory forever and ever. To him be the dominion forever and ever. The one who has the power to settle. Friends, listen to you. Suffering is okay. Pay attention. Pay attention. Please pay attention. Suffering is okay. Because suffering sometimes brings the best out of you. Bring the best out of you. But you are not meant to suffer forever. Is somebody with me? Please tell your neighbor. Please tell your neighbor. Listen to this. Open your eyes. You are not meant to suffer forever. Iya ki show me obe. Suffering is not meant to be forever. Suffering is not meant to be forever. It's not meant to be forever. It's not meant. That's why he said, after you have suffered, what? Even Paul said, he said, our affliction is a momentary. It's momentary. It's for a short time. But if we have an enemy who wants to prolong that affliction. You know how many years the children of Israel suffered in the land of Egypt? 430 years. 430 years. 430 years. But the Lord showed up to Moses and said, I have heard the groanings. I've heard the cry and the pains. I've seen the pains of my people, Israel. And I've come to say to them. That's why I'm telling you now, God has come to say to you. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. God has come to say to you. The Lord said to me specifically, I'm going to read the prayer to you. The Lord said to me, blessed is he who believeth. And there's going to be an answer. There's going to be a performance. Let me read the prayer the Lord said to me specifically to you here. And he said, God will put an end to all argument about you with an unbelievable but undeniable answer. That's a word. I wrote it down. He said, God is going to give you an answer that will settle all arguments. This year, to somebody who believes it, God will give you an answer that will settle all arguments. You don't need to talk much. Asor or asorai. Answer. That will settle it. God appeared to the children of Israel, Moses, and said, this is what I'm going to do. You know, the enemy is terrible. It's not only that he held them in bondage for 430 years, even when he planned to release them, he wanted to release them empty-handed. Go empty. You know, oh my God. You know, there are people who want you to end your life empty. When the disciples, Jesus, the Bible says in the book of John chapter 6 and Mark chapter 14, the disciples were, there are some people, a lot of people were with Jesus. They were following Jesus, following to hear him. And it's this, he sat them down on the grass. When it was getting to evening, the Bible says, Jesus asked from his disciples and he said, where shall we buy bread? Listen to this, everybody. Say, where shall we buy bread? Listen to me, everybody. It's not What can we use to buy bread? Where can we buy bread? It's different from what can we use to buy bread. Jesus had money in his hand. It was where to buy bread that was the issue. It was not that there was no money. Oh my, do you get something? This year, your pocket will not be empty. When it is time for you to respond at your family level, you will not run away. Said, where can we buy bread? Not. What can we use to buy bread? The enemy wants you to be empty. Wants to empty you. He even wanted the children of Israel to go out of the land of Egypt empty, without anything, after serving for 30 years. Listen to me. Everything that has stolen that which belongs to you, this year they are restoring sevenfold. I said sevenfold. Do I have somebody? Am I speaking to somebody here? If God is speaking to you, let me hear you say the loudest amen. Sevenfold in the name of Jesus. This year your pocket will not be empty. I say your pocket will not be empty. In the name of Jesus, God will give you grace and glory. No good thing will be lacking in your life. You will not bend down your head in shame. When you are supposed to attend to an issue, you will not bend down your head in shame. No embarrassment for you this year. I say no embarrassment. Can I hear you say the loudest amen? Where shall we buy bread? That's the goal of the enemy. You know, disciples also, the Bible says disciples did something also. Because, you know, human beings, disciples said to Jesus, said, hey, you better let them go. Let them go. People have been sitting down since morning. I am saying again, this year you will not go away from this place empty. You will not go from this place empty. I say you will not go from this place empty. You will not end this year empty. In the name of Jesus. When the Lord decides to say to you, he will pay you. That's why he says, settlement. It's when you pay. One of the ways of describing of settlement is payment for something that has been taken away from you. Something that has been stolen from you. Something that has been withheld from you. God told the children of Israel in the book of Exodus chapter 3 verse 21. 321. He told Moses, said, and I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall be, when you go, that you will not go empty-handed. I prophesy to somebody in this year you will not go empty-handed. I curse every lack and penury. I curse every lack and penury. In the name of Jesus. When God decides to settle you, he comes to pay back whatever has been taken away from your life, taken away from your family, taken away from your job, whatever. He comes to pay you back. Let me tell you something. And that's why I got to warn you. Listen to this. When Elimelech, you know who Elimelech is in the Bible? The husband of Naomi. They didn't listen to what God was saying. Kayaba, they got moved because of, they moved impulsively. That's why the Bible, according to our word devotional, he who is hasty in his word, there is more hope for a fool than him. Be careful of being hasty this year. Learn to calm down and ask, Lord, what are you saying part time? Elimelech and Naomi left the land of Bethlehem. You know what the land of Bethlehem is? The land of bread. Because there was a challenge. Friends, I tell you, that challenge is not meant to kill you. God is about to bring out a treasure in the midst of that challenge. God is meant to bring out, God has determined to bring out grace out of that challenge. Don't run away from challenge. Don't be people who run away from challenge. We are not called to run away from challenges. We are called to confront them. Elimelech and his wife Naomi, they left in Book of Ruth, chapter 1, they left the land of Bethlehem because of the troubled affliction. That time, just the momentary trouble. Let's check out. We are checking out. I don't jackpot. Let's check out. Without finding out, God, what do you want us to do? Friends, listen to it. They left. What happened to them? Naomi lost her husband in the land of Moab. When he was going, she was going. She went with her husband. She went with her two sons. And two sons got married in the land of Moab. She lost her two sons there. Husband died. The two sons that she had died. At a stage, she wanted to now. She now heard that God has visited Bethlehem. Your problem is not meant to last forever. It will come to pass. I say it will come to pass. Be careful of being hasty. Be careful of being hasty. Be careful of being hasty. Listen to it. Also, be careful of being influenced negatively. Because some other people are doing it does not mean you have to do it. Because some other people are doing this, don't mean you have to do it. You got to find out. God, what are you saying to me now? When she heard that the Lord had visited Bethlehem, she planned going back. And she told her two daughter-in-law, you can stay behind. You know the story, I don't want to go into it again. And when she got there, they call her, Naomi, welcome back. Naomi means pleasant. He said, don't call me pleasant any longer. Call me bitter. I went out full, but I've returned empty. Anytime you walk out of the Lord, you are walking into emptiness. Anytime you walk out of the Lord, you are walking into emptiness. Anytime you walk out of God's presence, you are walking into emptiness. Anytime you walk out in haste without hearing from the Lord, you are walking into emptiness. I went out full, but I've returned empty. Be careful. As long as you remain in the Lord, he says, fear not, for I'm with you. Even when you walk through the waters will not drown you. Even when you walk through the fire will not burn you. Not even the flames couch you. That's the assurance. Be careful. God has not called us into a life of emptiness. No. But when a man walks away from the presence of the Lord, he's walking into emptiness. He has made up his mind. This year he will settle us. He will settle us. We will not be empty. You will not be empty. Your house will not be empty. Your life will not be empty. In the name of Jesus. It will not be empty of grace. Your head will not lack oil. It will not lack anointing. in the name of Jesus. Your life will not lack favor. Can I hear somebody say big amen? Your life will not lack favor. Any moment, any time, in the name of Jesus. The young lion will lack and suffer hunger, but for you who seek the Lord, you will lack nothing good. Let me hear you say the loudest amen. He will settle us. Settle us. And the disciple said, send them away empty. Men will always want to send you empty. You know? It's a terrible thing for you to labor and people send you away empty. Labor. Labor. And people send you away empty. There are people who want to use you and dump you. There are powers that want to use you and dump you. That's why if a person works with the devil will use you and dump you. But if you work with God, God will add value to your life. You can never remain the same with working with God. That's why the best investment is the investment with God. But the worst investment is investment in the flesh. Investment in the flesh. But if you invest in God, He will add value to your life. After working for 430 years, the Egyptians wanted to send the children of Israel empty. But the Lord said, I will not allow you to go empty. They will pay for it. They will pay for it. I will work on them. It's a supernatural intervention in a man's life that brings a favorable change. A favorable change. I'm going to force them to favor you. And anything you ask from them, they will give you. And you will spoil them. And it was so. They have to pay for it. Because you cannot go empty. I am saying to somebody here who believes this word. Whatever good thing that you have done this year, God will cause men to pay you. You will be remembered. Mordecai did something and nobody remembered. I say to somebody, hey man, I repeat it again. This year is your year of settlement. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but I heard the Lord saying to me again, tell them who believes it, this year the Lord will settle you. Let your amen be louder than your neighbor's amen. Mordecai did something and nobody remembered. Nobody remembered the good he did. Nobody remembered the good he did. He risked his life to help the king. He saved the life of the king by risking his life. They could have killed him for going to say that. Nobody remembered him. He was still an ordinary man after the labor. But you know, man can forget, but God wouldn't forget you. Go leg back, bere. Oh, Lord. Go leg back, bere. Boti wu.
Oli le ola dara.
Ah, eso ki bo.
Go back, bere. Oh, Lord. Go back, bere.
Oh,
have come to tell somebody here, this year the Lord will remember you. Mordecai did it. Nobody remembered. But when it was time for God to set him, the hour of settlement has come. The year of settlement has come. The year of settlement has come. Lift up your hand and say, Father, I believe it. This is my year of settlement. I believe it. I believe it. I will be settled. In the name of Jesus. Because God was ready to settle. What happened? The king could not sleep. The king took away the sleep away. Sleep from him. He could not sleep. Took away the sleep. And the king asked a question. Even from the enemy of Mordecai. What has been done to the man who did this? Is there anything that has been done? Is there any honor that has been given to him? He said, no, but nothing. And said, now, this is what you are going to do. Now, you are going to be, you go and start announcing it all around. Let the man follow you on a horse and say, this is the man whom the king desires to honor. And when he desires to honor him, who will dishonor him? Because God decided to settle Mordecai. Do you understand now? Can you begin to see? God is going to cause a shaking that will bring about the fulfillment of this word in your life. I don't know how, but I hear God saying to me, he's going to steer the nests. Because he has determined that he will say to you. So this is what we are going to say. The man whom God, whom the king desires to honor. I see the man whom God desires to honor here. Who is the woman whom God desires to honor here? Who is the man who God desires to honor? If you are the one, jump on your feet and shout, I am. Say, yes, Lord. When for 13 years, the brothers of Joseph thought they had finished him. It was over. They thought it was over. The Bible says, even the man whom Joseph thought should remember him did not remember him. But when God was ready to settle Joseph, after Joseph had appeared before the king, his brothers came. You know what happened? The Bible says there was a communication. They had to look for an interpreter to interpret what Joseph was saying. Because what? The Joseph they used to know was no longer the Joseph they had known. Level had changed. I saw one woman were communicating with one of her friends yesterday night. And her mom, her elderly mom, grandma, who is there. And I saw this woman. The woman is with her daughter and her son-in-law in the U.S. I saw this elderly woman who had been in the village for years. When I saw her, I am a Dao. You see this woman? You see this woman? Come and see her skin. grandma from the village, if you see her skin, her cheek, Jesu. Oko gbala, oko jo. You see her skin? You see her smooth? The little grandson now stayed with her and rested on her. Grandma was smiling. So, I am praying for somebody here this year. This prayer I'm praying for you. No, look at the meaning. It's not just a prayer. I'm going to pray Psalm 90 verse 16. Give me Psalm 90 verse 16. Verse 14. Everybody, read it for me. Kaya Toba! Listen to this. Money is good, though. But the money is good when you are young. Money is good when you are young. When you are 90 years old, you now become a millionaire. So, maybe say, what do you want to enjoy at 90 years old again? Tell me what you want to enjoy. You want to buy Nimosi? Where are you going? Or you want to start bathing in jacuzzi? What can you do at that 90 years old? Money at 90. Friends, money is good when you are young. It's good to marry when you are young. Not when you are old. Marriage, youthful marriage is good. That's why I say, love the wife of your youth. There are some things that are good when you are young. When you are old. Although it's still okay, but could that be? That was why David prayed this prayer. There are mercy, late mercy. There are early mercies. God wants to settle you early, not late. My God. If you are the one, I want you to say big amen to this. I have brought this word of prophecy to someone here. God will satisfy you with his mercy early. He will settle you early. Early settlement. Early settlement. Let me hear you say the loudest amen. Listen to this. Even at my age, I'm still young in the average age. There are something that doesn't excite me any longer. It doesn't excite me again. There are some things you need to have when you are still 30, 40. Do I have young people here? Kalabrazato repa katalega to repa santalebo. Hey! There are some things you need to have when you are young. Kayaba supra katale. Anyway, those of you who are 50, it's not too late. That's not too late. Because if you are 50, you are 60, you still have, because you are not dying until 120 years now. Is that not what the scripture says? Moses, Deuteronomy 34 verse 7, Moses was 120 years. His eyes never grew dim. His natural vigor never diminished. So I want to encourage you, because even at 90, you will still be driving the limousine. That your driver will drive it to, because hallelujah. Oh my God. But I tell you, it's good for the Lord to satisfy you early. Early satisfaction. In your career, God will satisfy you early. Even your health. You should not now enjoy sound health when you are 90 years old. Those days when you are, say, 30, 20, 40, sound health, not later. It's good later. It's still better. The end is still better than the beginning. Is that not right? But I tell you, you cannot compare early enjoyment to late enjoyment. David knew what he was saying when he was praying that prayer. Oh, satisfy us early with your mercy. One of the goals of the devil is to cause a delay in that. Even after God had told the children of Israel to leave the land of Egypt, 10 signs. It was on the 10th sign, 10 wonders that Moses finally allowed the children of Israel to leave. He didn't allow to delay. That's why if you want to enjoy divine settlement, you must cause the spirit of delay. Everything delaying that which to come to you, delaying is doing that in ministry, delay in your health, delay in your finances, delay. Not that you will not get it, but something you are supposed to get now, it now delays it for the next 5 years. You finally got it. That's not good. Delay. Look at the number of years Joseph took. When Joseph finally got there, thank God Joseph was still young. He was still a young man at the age of 30 at that point. And you know, the level had changed completely. The language had changed. Money had changed. Everything about Joseph had changed. The skin of Joseph had changed. To the extent that his brother could not even recognize him. Because God settled him. You can never experience divine settlement unless you deal with this issue. There are issues you need to deal with. Those things delaying your blessing, stopping your blessing. Can I pray for somebody here? Those things delaying your marriage, we are going to cause it. I stand by the Spirit of the Lord upon me today. Everything causing, holding you down from manifesting maritally, I curse in the name of Jesus. Kaya, anything, the power of hell this year will no longer hold you down. I come by the power of the anointing upon me and I release you. The yoke of delay is broken. In any area of your life, my friend, please, everybody stand on your feet. Stand on your feet quickly. Stand and pray this prayer after me. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say it again. Say it, call that name. One more time. I cause the spirit of delay in my life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. I cause it. I cause the spirit of delay. You spirit of delay. I cause you. I cause you. I cause you. I cause you. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, we prayed. Hey, look, in every area of your life. When I was young, at secondary school, that's the time I had a calling that God called me into ministry. And I told my dad, Dad, I want to go to a theological school. My dad said, no, don't go. I want you to go to university. Go to university. Thank God it's good. But I wished I started at that age. I wished I started at that age. I wish I started life, started following the Lord at my teenage. I wished. I told my dad said no. There are some people that God has been calling, but one spirit has been delaying you. That's why you see in my background church, you see people after they have worked, spent their life in government, worked. They are 70 years old. They retire. They will now go into theological school. They are now go and receive ordination to become pastor at the age of 70. Pastor, reverend, at the age of 70, at that age, at the best of your strength, you have spent it somewhere. You now spend the remaining few days remaining. You want to spend it for the Lord? Satisfy me early with your mercy. Well, in any area of your life, you're going to cry out, every power delaying me from manifesting, every power delaying me financially, academically, I curse it. Open your mouth. I curse that spirit. I curse that spirit. Are you praying? I want you to be angry. I curse that spirit. I curse it. That spirit delaying me. Delaying me academically. Delaying me financially. Delaying me. I curse you. You spirit of delay. Jesus, we pray. Can I hear you say louder? Amen. You will pray this prayer with the whole of your heart. Every spirit of emptiness, what are you waiting for? I curse you. I refuse to go empty. Say that to me in the name of Jesus. Louder. Come on, louder. I cause this bit of emptiness in my life. I refuse to go empty this year. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. You spirit of emptiness. Some people are not praying. You got to be angry. You got to be angry. Every spirit of emptiness that wants to end your life empty this year, you will not end this year empty. I 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 curse it. Every spirit of dryness, every spirit of the wilderness, you spirit of the wilderness, I curse you. You spirit of dryness, I curse you. Jesus, we prayed. Let me hear you say the loudest amen. There are some financial agreement you enter into. Maybe you said, okay, I'm going to put this money there for 3 months or whatever, and so on. You sign an agreement, but after 2 months, you decided to say, I want to stop it, and you withdrew the money. You may lose your interest and go empty without getting anything. When you walk out of God, I said it again, you are entering into emptiness. When you start following the Lord and at the same time you decided to turn back for whatever reason, you go empty. So pray this prayer this year. I refuse to go on a journey of emptiness. Say it after me in the name of Jesus. Say it out of me. I refuse to go on a journey of emptiness this year in the name of the Lord.
Open your mouth and pray that prayer. If you break that agreement, you go empty. You go empty. I refuse to go on the journey of emptiness. In the name of Jesus, we prayed. Can I hear you say the loudest amen? See, this is very important. Very important, because you need to work with wisdom. Some will just say, look at that organization. Look at that business. They just used my money and they didn't give me any profit. Or you say, they used me and dumped me, because you have broken an agreement. You've broken an agreement. You walked out. Elimelech and Naomi walked out of God's presence into the land of Moab, and they returned empty. I came in full, but I'm coming back empty. May you not learn in a very hard way. Can I hear you say a big amen? I pray for you again this year, 2025, in the name of Jesus. Every area of your life where the enemy has withheld your blessing, confiscated your good, stolen your right and privileges, this year the Lord's support will restore. If your amen is loud, that means you are the one I'm speaking to. Give the Lord a thunderous amen. The Lord will restore them. Your right will be restored. Your health will be restored. Your good will be restored. Your anointing will be restored. Your favor will be restored. In the name of Jesus. I hear the Lord telling me, someone here, you lost favor. I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are. The Bible said, the Holy Spirit just said to me now, he said, you lost favor because of what you did. But God said, I should tell you, mercy will locate you now. Mercy will locate you. Mercy locate you. Mercy locate you. That favor is coming back. 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 In the name of Jesus, the Lord will enrich your life with favor. He will satisfy you with favor. In the name of Jesus, let me hear you say the thunderous amen. Oh my God, I pray for everyone here. Early satisfaction. Early satisfaction. I start with all the young people here. Young people here. Ye prakata. Your parents took so long before they made it. You will not go in the pattern of your parents. Ah, kaya ya 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 ya. Maza pragale progadale. Lege kaka ya gaya gaya. Maga ya gaya gaya gaya. Maza proke prakatale. I don't know how many years it took your parents to buy a car or to build a house. I am praying for you. You will not follow that pattern. In the name of Jesus, let me hear you say the loudest amen. Listen to this. Abraham looked for wife for Isaac at his old age. At his own, he could not even go. He had to send one of his servants to go and look for a wife for Abraham at his old age, and for Isaac at his old age. At his age, he could not attend the wedding ceremony of his son, because at that day, he had to send somebody, go and represent me. He was alive, he was not dead. Go and represent me, because he ought to have done this early. Early. Abraham himself married late. Had Isaac late. Isaac now grew up, decided not to marry. He was not even interested. So Abraham could not attend the wedding ceremony. Hey! Listen to me, somebody here. what you are supposed to do. That's why, you know, the Bible says he will give us our fruit in his season. Is that not so? In his season. From today, begin to bring out in his season. Begin to enter into your season. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Everything that is season. Everything from now at his season in your life. No more delay. No more delay. No more delay. The Lord will satisfy you early. The Lord will satisfy you early. The Lord will satisfy you early. In the name of Jesus. Early marriage. Early financial breakthrough. Early financial breakthrough. Do I have an amen here? Early financial breakthrough. Early marriage. Early career achievement. In the name of Jesus. You will get to the top of your career at the early age. In the name of Jesus, you will begin to shine at the early age. In the name of Jesus, early message, early message, early message, early message. Let me hear you say a bigger amen. Your children will break through early. I say your children will break through early. Oh my God. La, 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 la. I say your children will break through early. Financial breakthrough, marital breakthrough, academic breakthrough, in the name of Jesus, breakthrough on every side. The Lord will say to you, do I have an amen here? All the young people here, I have the anointing to pray for the young people here. I declare, the Lord will satisfy you early. In the name of Jesus, you will break through early. You will break through early. I say to the young people, you will break through early. I say to you will break through early. Breakthrough in your ministry. Breakthrough in your ministry. Breakthrough in your calling. Breakthrough in your academics. In the name of Jesus. Do we have the young people say big amen? Yeah. Hey. You know, the reverse is even happening in some cases. It's even happening in some cases. Some cases we have a father build a house at the age of 40. But you are even 50. You have not even started. You don't even have a land. That's a reverse. Hey! Kaya-ya-ya-ya! Pasuprakata! Every reversing trend in your life. Yaka-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya! In the name of Jesus, I break it. I terminated. In the name of Jesus. I say, there's a way for you. God is making a way for you. In the name of Jesus. Open doors. The one your father never had, begin to have there. Open doors. Open doors. Influence. Favor. Breakthrough. Increase. In the name of Jesus. My father, I pray for every young marriageable age here. Every young person who is of marriageable age. Today I stand in your presence. In your presence I stand. In the name of the God who called me, I stand here today. And I say, that embargo over their marital life is broken now. It's broken now. It's broken now. It's broken now. In the name of Jesus. favor will locate you. Lord, I'm praying. Wisdom that causes young people to excel and shine. Witty wisdom. This moment, all the young people here, put your hand upon your head. Wisdom to excel. Wisdom that causes you to stand out. Hey, the kind of wisdom that made Joseph to stand out. Let it fall upon you now. Impartation of wisdom. 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 In the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you. Once again, I pray. This is your year of divine settlement. Grace to heed the voice of the Lord. Grace never to walk out of his presence. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Do we have anybody here this morning? You know it. The secret of enjoying this blessing is for you to remain in the Lord. To be in the Lord means you need to be born again. Are you here this morning? You know it. Lord, I pray for again. Adventure, you are here this morning. I'd like you to know that you can cause heaven to rejoice over your case. If you will say, Jesus, I surrender to you this morning. You want to make heaven to dance? You want God to dance? I don't want to assume you will hear this morning. You know it. You've not taken that decision before. You know it. That if Jesus comes today, you will not make it in heaven. You may be blessed financially, blessed in every area, but this matters more to God. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Your soul matters to him more than financial blessing or earthly blessing. Why not secure your life with him this morning? You will hear this morning. You know it. You want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I don't want to miss this opportunity. I want to have both. I want to be like Abraham, who was rich and yet he made eternity with God. I don't want to be like that rich young fool, that rich man. He had no money, that he had nothing with God. You want to say, Jesus, please show me mercy this morning. Pastor, please pray with me. Peradventure, you are here. Can I pray with you this morning? If you are here, you say, Pastor, please pray with me. Put your left hand on your chest. Your left hand on your chest. And I tell you, God is going to rejoice over you. He's going to dance over your decision this morning. Your left hand on your chest. You are here. Don't want to assume it. If you are here, I give you the opportunity to make a decision for Jesus this morning. As you put your left hand on your chest, raise up your right hand up to God so that I can see it and I know I'm praying for somebody. Raise it higher than your head. Let it be higher than your head so that I can see it and I know I'm praying for somebody. Thank you. Thank you very much, my. I can see that hand. Thank you. Lord, I pray for this one. I am asking that you forgive her. Lord, forgive her. Cleanse her heart from sin. Please give her assurance of salvation. Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, please uphold her from this moment. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of God, don't leave her alone. Thank you, Father. I give you praise and I believe you. All that we have had today, we pray may we not take decisions that will cause us to walk out of your presence. May we not walk into emptiness this year. Help us to be wise. Help us to fear you. Help us to obey you. Help us to treasure the kingdom matters. And I give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
We sure hope you have been blessed by the teaching of the Word of God. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So, don't stop listening to the Word of God. For more messages from us, visit our website www.thf.org.ng. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms @thfchurchng. Thank you.